can get a Minnesota state driver's license. And when that bill was being debated, every law enforcement group in the state supported it. Boy, my head scratched on that one. But then if you think about it, where does their money come from? See, we got a racket working up here in Minnesota, and we got a racket working in most of the states in this country. We got a racket working even in the Republican states. We got a racket working everywhere. And I'll tell you why that racket's working. Because we don't self-govern. That's right. Self-governance is not about going to vote every 2 years. Self-governance is infinite. I went this weekend and I bought ingredients to make my own home laundry detergent. Self-governance. Why do I got to go down to Costco and buy a big jug of plastic, which is never going to degrade, and put a bunch of probably toxic chemicals on my clothes that then sit close to my body, poisoning me? Do I want to do that? Even on the chance, see, I'm a business person, and let me tell you, if you'd like to support Free People Radio, please go on over to freepeopleradio.com. We'd like to break even in this deal. We got a beautiful website. Royce and I are doing a 5-day-a-week morning show, 7 to 9 a.m. 5 days a week, 7 to 9 a.m. on Rumble. Go to Rumble at 7 o'clock Central Time tomorrow. Find Free People Radio and please join our community. Go to freepeopleradio.com. We are trying to build a political community. Now, there's a lot of people that do this broadcasting thing because they got some kind of narcissistic need to be in the public eye. That's not me. I'm going to tell you, I was called to do this work. I was prepared from the time I was a child. I speak Hebrew. I read the Bible in Hebrew. I studied Hebrew. I prayed in the old ways for years. I was what you would call a religious Jew for quite a period of time in my life. And then, like so many people, I was converted to belief in Christ on the bed of sickness. Yeah, I was a badass in my 20s. I was bad, bad to the bone. One might say I was on the highway to hell. I got sick. And when that knife cut in my neck to biopsy that tumor, I was not unconscious. I had a little local anesthetic. I was 29 years old. I was terrified. I had a 3-month-old baby girl out in the waiting room. And that knife came into my neck, and I was so scared. And Christ appeared to me. And let me tell you, as a Jewish man, it disturbed me. I was freaked out. What is this? But when Christ comes into your life, cannot be denied. And Christ needs to come into everyone's life. And there's a very simple way to make it happen. It's actually in Mark and Matthew and Luke. John, if you'd like to read those books. See, this is what they say, I believe in God. What you doing to exercise your belief? You know, it's exercise, like going to the gym every day. You want to be in good shape, you got to work out. Faith is like a muscle. You got to exercise it. You got to want to have a relationship with God. You got to knock on that door. Knock, 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 please let me in. Now, I was knocking. I just didn't know Jesus Christ was going to show up to answer it. And when Jesus Christ showed up, here's what he said to me. I will restore your body whole for my work and your enjoyment. And the work is saving the Republic of the United States of America. So I'm in the Republican Party. And I hang around with a lot of people I don't like and don't like me. And I didn't go in that way. I didn't go in not to like them. I thought I was entering the Republican Party. Naive, huh? Stupid, huh? I thought we all had a similar viewpoint. I didn't know that up here in Minnesota, we had a lot of hippies that believed in sex outside of marriage and drugs and rock and roll and abortion. God forbid they'd have to have real faith. They're going to the doctor twice a year. No, they joined the Republican Party because they wanted to have low taxes. That makes them materialists. Yeah, that's right, materialists. That's over on the Democrat side of the football. That's where the materialists are. Everything about the Democrat is about the money. Those are the takers. Those are the people on the take. We on the Republican side of the football, we're the givers. But we got a lot of people in the Republican Party that are taken. And one of them went down, thank God. Bill Cassidy, I've been watching that guy for years. In fact, on my local Republican committee, one of his political operatives showed up, moved from Louisiana up to Minnesota, and showed up on my local committee. And I thought to myself, whoa, we're going to have to get rid of this dude because he doesn't believe. You know, because they're doctors or lawyers, they're educated. Because they're SEALs, they're highly trained. Because they're priests. I'll go back to what Mike Tyson said. The devil is going to put his time on those that are trying to do something in this world. And unless we're willing to put sin underfoot, I mean really put it underfoot, the channel gets clogged up. Can't hear clearly. You know, God said, I'm going to send you a comforter. You're going to have a still, small voice in your heart. How can you hear that voice when you're looking to see what you can get out of the deal? Like lust. Boy, I bet you I can get some fun out of this deal. Or greed. Or pride, arrogance. These are all taking things. We're taking. We can't hear God's voice when we're taking. We hear God's voice when we're giving. And that's why there's a new covenant, a forgiving of sins. But we got to think about how's that supposed to work? Forgiving? How about giving for? Let me say it one more time. The new covenant is about forgiving of sins. But what's on our side? Yes, how lucky am I that unworthy as I am and everything that I've done, I've been redeemed and forgiven. But how did I get there? I gave my life over to saving this republic. And why did I do that? Because of that founding document. Unalienable rights granted by a creator, That's what I'm fighting for. I'm not fighting for low taxes. I'm not fighting for low regulation. I'm fighting for the right to believe. The reason my grandfather came here instead of going to Palestine. He could have gone to Palestine. He knew what the deal was. No, he came here for freedom. And my grandmother told me to be an American. And I love my grandmother and she raised me. And I listened to her. And when God gave me the chance to serve him for his work, took me many years to get it together, but I've got it together and so can you. And the first step is to want to have a relationship with God. The second step is to start putting sin underfoot. You know what it is you're doing that's not good for you. And you're powerless over it. That's why it's sin. You don't have any power over it. You ever notice it keeps coming back? There's a great scripture. A dog will return to its own vomit. Ooh. That really sums it up. And for men, ooh, we know what it is. How are you going to knock that off? You got to ask God for help. Just like an alcoholic. You got to realize you're powerless over supernatural affliction. And when you're willing to let go and let God, I mean, really walk by faith and not by sight. Now you're onto something. And we need tens of millions of us to come together in this effort because we're fighting an edifice of materialism and scientism and communism and socialism that has its roots so deep into the institutions of our country that it's going to take a supernatural effort to root it out. And it's right in the good book. If I only had the faith of a grain of a mustard seed, I could cast a mountain into the ocean. Well, that seems like a lot when you think of a mountain. But when you think of the edifice of evil that's in control of this country and the progress we're making in getting people woke up, when enough of us wake up, oh, those folks, their time is going to be done. This is David Penn, your guest host tonight on Sunday Night Live. I'm so glad to be with you, and I'll be right back after these commercial messages.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro, let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at theAlexJonesStore.com, which also funds the new network, The Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, AlexJonesLive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at AlexJonesApp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.